第一节，听力理解，每段播放两遍，各段后有几个小题，各段播放前每小题有五秒钟的阅题时间，请根据各段播放内容及其相关小题，在五秒钟内从题中所给的 A、B、C 项中选出最佳选项，并在答题卡上将该项涂黑。听第一段对话，回答第一至第三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Dad, I'm bored. Can I go to a movie today?
A movie today? Well, I don't know.
Jeff always takes me to a movie.
Well, I know your Uncle Jeff always takes you, but what movie would you like to see today, Aubrey?
Muppets in Space.
Muppets in Space. Let me look at the newspaper. Okay, here it is. Muppets in Space, that starts in the afternoon at 2:45. Well, should we take Mommy with us?
Yeah.
Okay, we have to wait for Mommy because she's at a meeting right now.
Okay.
All right, and what should we do after we go to see the movie?
Go on a little walk?
Go on a walk. Where would you like to go on a walk? Would you like to go down to the beach or through the park?
To the beach.
To the beach. Well, that sounds great. And then maybe we can go out to eat tonight. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, all right. Dad, I'm bored. Can I go to a movie today?
A movie today? Well, I don't know.
Jeff always takes me to a movie.
Well, I know your Uncle Jeff always takes you, but what movie would you like to see today, Aubrey?
Muppets in Space.
Muppets in Space. Let me look at the newspaper. Okay, here it is. Muppets in Space, that starts in the afternoon at 2:45. Well, should we take Mommy with us?
Yeah.
Okay, we have to wait for Mommy because she's at a meeting right now.
Okay.
All right, and what should we do after we go to see the movie?
Go on a little walk?
Go on a walk. Where would you like to go on a walk? Would you like to go down to the beach or through the park?
To the beach.
To the beach. Well, that sounds great. And then maybe we can go out to eat tonight. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, all right.
听第二段独白，回答第四至第六三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
How much sleep do we need?We are all different. Some people need only 3 hours of sleep a night. Others need 10 hours of sleep a night. Most Americans sleep an average of 7 to 8 hours a night. After age 50, the average sleep time goes down to 6.5 hours a night. Most people have a night when they cannot sleep. About 1 in 3 Americans have a problem with sleep. Many of these people cannot fall asleep. The name of this problem is insomnia.This is not a new problem. Many famous people in history had insomnia. Some of these people had special ideas to make them sleep. Benjamin Franklin, the famous statesman and inventor, had 4 beds. He moved from one to the other to fall asleep. King Louis XIV of France had 413 beds and hoped to fall asleep in one of them. Mark Twain, the famous American author, had a different way.He lay on his side across the end of the bed. How much sleep do we need? We are all different. Some people need only 3 hours of sleep a night. Others need 10 hours of sleep a night. Most Americans sleep an average of 7 to 8 hours a night. After age 50, The average sleep time goes down to 6.5 hours a night. Most people have a night when they cannot sleep. About 1 in 3 Americans have a problem with sleep. Many of these people cannot fall asleep. The name of this problem is insomnia. This is not a new problem. Many famous people in history had insomnia. Some of these people had special ideas to make them sleep. Benjamin Franklin, the famous statesman and inventor, had 4 beds. He moved from one to the other to fall asleep. King Louis XIV of France had 413 beds and hoped to fall asleep in one of them. Mark Twain, the famous American author, had a different way. He lay on his side across the end of the bed.
听第三段对话，回答第七至第九三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
So, what do you want to do tomorrow?
Well, let's look at this city guide here. Okay, here's something interesting. Oh, why don't we first visit the art museum in the morning?
Okay, I like that idea. And where do you want to eat lunch?
How about going to an Indian restaurant? The guide recommends one downtown a few blocks from the museum.
Now, that sounds great. After that, what do you think about visiting the zoo? Well, it says here that there are some very unique animals not found anywhere else.
Well, to tell the truth, I'm not really interested in going there.
Really?
Yeah. Why don't we go shopping instead? There are supposed to be some really nice places to pick up souvenirs.
Nah, I don't think that's a good idea. We only have few traveler's checks left, and I only have $50 left in cash.
No problem. We can use your credit card to pay for my new clothes.
Oh, no. I remember the last time you used my credit card for your purchases.
Oh, well, let's take the subway down to the seashore and walk along the beach.
Now, that sounds like a wonderful plan. So, what do you want to do tomorrow?
Well, let's look at this city guide here. Okay, here's something interesting. Oh, why don't we first visit the art museum in the morning?
Okay, I like that idea. And where do you want to eat lunch?
How about going to an Indian restaurant? The guide recommends one downtown a few blocks from the museum.
Now, that sounds great. After that, what do you think about visiting the zoo? It says here that there are some very unique animals not found anywhere else.
Well, to tell the truth, I'm not really interested in going there.
Really?
Yeah. Why don't we go shopping instead?There are supposed to be some really nice places to pick up souvenirs.
Nah, I don't think that's a good idea. We only have few traveler's checks left, and I only have $50 left in cash.
No problem. We can use your credit card to pay for my new clothes.
Oh, no. I remember the last time you used my credit card for your purchases.
Oh, well, let's take the subway down to the seashore and walk along the beach.
Now, that sounds like a wonderful plan.
听第四段独白，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
There is a story of a British official who was asked to marry a young French sailor and a Chinese girl, none of the three knowing the other language. The official said to the girl, "This man wants to take you home, side, make wife. Can do, no can do." She said shyly, "Can do." And the official pronounced them husband and wife. Pidgin English, though sometimes regarded as baby talk, is a useful language spoken in a large part of Pacific Islands. About 30 to 50 million people speak some form of it. The Pidgin English we know today was born on the Chinese coast 300 years ago when the Western nations first began to trade there. The Western merchants and the Chinese communicated with each other by using Western words and Chinese sentence patterns. The result became known as business language, or because the closest Chinese could come to pronounce business was bishin or bijin, at last pidgin. It has nothing to do with a pigeon, though it's sometimes spelt that way. There is a story of a British official who was asked to marry a young French sailor and a Chinese girl, none of the three knowing the other language. The official said to the girl, "This man wants to take you home, side, make wife, can do, no can do." She said shyly, "Can do," and the official pronounced them husband and wife. Pidgin English, though sometimes regarded as baby talk, is a useful language spoken in a large part of Pacific Islands. About 30 to 50 million people speak some form of it. The Pidgin English we know today was born on the Chinese coast 300 years ago when the Western nations first began to trade there. The Western merchants and the Chinese communicated with each other by using Western words and Chinese sentence patterns. The result became known as business language, or because the closest Chinese could come to pronounce business was bishin or bijin, at last pidgin. It has nothing to do with a pigeon, though it's sometimes spelt that way. Hello, this is the emergency 911 operator.
Help! Help! Please help me!
Yes, sir. Please calm down and explain exactly what is happening.
Calm down? My car is stalled on the freeway. I have a lady passenger, and she's going into labor.
Now relax, sir. Explain exactly where you are.
I'm in the southbound lane of the Lincoln Expressway, about 15 miles from the Washington Tunnel, and this lady isn't going to wait.
Okay, what's your name, sir, and your passengers?
It's Bob, and I have no idea about the woman. She's in no condition to tell me.
Okay, now what's the nearest landmark to your location? Pay careful attention.
I see Golden Arches, McDonald's.
Okay, is there anyone else with you?
No, and I've tried to get someone else to stop.
Hey, what was that?
Ah! Someone threw a bottle at me. How soon can someone get here?
I've just dispatched an ambulance to your location. They should be there any second.
Hey, is there anything I can do while we wait for the ambulance?
Yes, keep her calm and warm.
Okay, please hurry. Oh, they're too late. It's a boy.
Hello, this is the emergency 911 operator.
Help! Help, please help me.
Yes, sir. Please calm down and explain exactly what is happening.
Calm down? My car is stalled on the freeway. I have a lady passenger, and she's going into labor.
Now relax, sir. Explain exactly where you are.
I'm in the southbound lane of the Lincoln Expressway, about 15 miles from the Washington Tunnel, and this lady isn't going to wait.
Okay, what's your name, sir, and your passengers?
It's Bob, and I have no idea about the woman. She's in no condition to tell me.
Okay, now what's the nearest landmark to your location? Pay careful attention.
I see Golden Arches, McDonald's.
Okay, is there anyone else with you?
No, and I've tried to get someone else to stop.
Hey, what was that?
Someone threw a bottle at me. How soon can someone get here?
I've just dispatched an ambulance to your location. They should be there any second.
Hey, is there anything I can do while we wait for the ambulance?
Yes, keep her calm and warm.
Okay, please hurry. Oh, they're too late. It's a boy.
第一节到此结束。